This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With the rise of AI, Indigenous people around the world are growing more concerned about data sovereignty. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more on a recent conference on the topic in Tucson, Arizona.
One attendee was Bert Dillabaugh, a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe who works for an organization focused on Indigenous data sovereignty. He says at the last conference in 2024, people were still trying to understand the concept. Now, as AI scrapes data from the internet, including traditional knowledge, they're ready to take action.
Since AI is here to stay, now is the time to be planning for it before it's too late.
The mission is to protect Indigenous data, everything from genetics to language, from being exploited.
It's some outside entity, whether it be the federal government or a university or some corporation, wanting to get data from tribes.
He says tribes can protect their data with policies that govern access, or by creating systems to store it within Indigenous nations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The judge that called Tina Peters a, quote, charlatan will stay on the case for her resentencing. The former Mesa County clerk is due for a resentencing after an appeals court found potential First Amendment issues with her original 8-year prison sentence. Peters requested that trial judge Matthew Barrett be disqualified from the case over bias. Barrett denied the request, saying Peters' team failed to prove bias against her. There's a chance for rain showers tonight in Denver with a low around 38 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance for showers and storms once again with temperatures right around 60. This is CPR News.